Now, U.S. President Trump has announced that he will decide this week whether he will take the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement or whether he will give in to the pressures of the European leaders with whom he met at the G7 summit last week to commit to the aims that were set up by the Paris Agreement. Now, joining us on the phone to talk through the implications of the U.S. quitting the agreement, we've got Dr. Jonathan Pickering from the Center of Deliberative Democracy and Global Governments. Good morning, Dr. Jonathan.
Hi, Adrian. Good to be on the show.
Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, what do you think his decision will be? Is there any? Have we got any signs so far?
Well, we don't have a formal announcement yet, but there are reports coming out that a range of White House officials are saying that Trump does intend to pull out of the Paris Agreement. So we expect to hear something sometime this week in terms of a formal announcement.
Right. What will the global implications be if Trump does decide to sort of pull the pin and quit the agreement, for the US anyway?
Well, a large range of countries have been calling on the US to stay within the agreement. There's a commitment from really some of the major countries like the European Union, China and India have all called on the US to stay in, because many countries see the Paris Agreement as the best hope for the world to avoid dangerous climate change through global cooperation.
Right. What is the agreement? What's it set out?
So essentially, the agreement calls on countries to take on national targets from nationally determined contributions to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. There's a process where you have rolling set of rolling 5-year targets that countries put up, and so the idea is that the framework is supposed to be universal and encourage transparency, so that each country has some assurance that knows what other countries are doing,
right,
and that other countries aren't free riding on their actions. So it's really designed to bring in all the world's major emitters. Previous attempts to do so, like under the Kyoto Protocol, only had developed countries involved, but a key feature of Paris is that you have the big developing countries, China and India, on board as well, and their participation is essential, really, to avoiding dangerous climate change.
Right. Do we know where Trump stands on climate change?
Well, his domestic policies, he's already made it quite clear that he's not committed to action on climate change. He's called it a hoax at one point, and he's already taken a wrecking ball to domestic policies on climate change. He's abandoned President Obama's climate action policy, and he's looking to unwind the Clean Power Plan, which would regulate emissions from power stations. And so, really, whether or not Trump pulls out of the agreement, the news is already bad in terms of what the US is doing. So it's largely a question of will withdrawing from the Paris Agreement make things worse, even worse than they already are, or will we see some sort of bounce back that withdrawal from the agreement will somehow energize other countries to take more action?
Right, so others might pick up the slack.
Well, there's a chance that they will do so. India and China have already been moving ahead on reducing their emissions. It looks like they will do better than the targets that they've set out under the Paris Agreement so far. But whether this will be, well, even with that, we're still well behind on where we need to be to avoid 2 degrees of warming, let alone 1.5 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that presidential sort of race, if we call it that, that Trump eventually won, with a lot of the stuff that was said during that, a lot of stuff that Trump said since becoming president of the US, do you believe that him quitting or pulling America out of the Paris Agreement, do you think it would be a popular decision at home in the States?
Well, a majority of Americans actually support staying within the agreement. There was a poll recently. Something like 7 out of 10 Americans supported staying within the agreement. And there's still a lot of disagreement along party lines. The Republicans continue to be very sceptical of climate change, at least the Republicans in the US Congress, and climate scepticism is much higher amongst Republican voters than Democratic voters. So, you know, there are certainly divisions, but the popular sentiment in the US has really shifted more towards action on climate change in recent years. So it's not going to be a terribly popular decision, but it will appeal to some of the more conservative Republican voters and politicians.
So other than just his own personal beliefs, what reason would Trump have for pulling America out of the agreement?
Well, it's partly the concern that, well, the science of the matter is settled, but also just the damage that that the agreement could do to the fossil fuel industry. So he's campaigned on a platform of bringing back the coal jobs and so on that had been lost in across various parts of America, and so he sees this as a way of preserving the US's advantages in these areas, never mind the fact that, you know, coal is already in structural decline. So that's one of the reasons why he would see the agreement as still being as being something that he needs to pull out of. But you know, you have the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who is a former head of ExxonMobil, calling on Trump to stay in the agreement. So there's an irony there. So
there is a bit, isn't there? Well, Dr. Jonathan, thank you for making the time and having a chat with us on The Daily.
Great. Thanks very much, Adrian.